Confession breakthrough. The other evening, Ever and I were driving home after going to confession. You could sense the freshness in our otherwise well-worn minivan. The kids' chatter was light, cheerful, peaceful. Our Lenten resolutions and the sacredness of the season seemed once again palpable, real. Something big is at stake, we seemed to sense. Together, we had gone out to encounter Christ's mercy, and now we were heading home to the daily arena where our love would be tested, deepened, and rooted evermore in Christ's love. As parents leading our kids on this journey, taking our place at the steering wheel, and putting monthly confession on the calendar is, all at once, a privilege, duty, and a joy. And yet, how easy it is for us to slip into a patchwork approach to the sacrament of reconciliation. The months rush past, our consciences become clouded by our busyness and sins, and pretty soon we're asking, when was our last confession? Especially in this sacred season, we as parents should remember how there's a freshness in the air in the days following confession. Our family, after all, has touched the hem of the cloak of Jesus. His healing mercy is at work. Family prayer and little acts of kindness are easier. Good things happen. The wind is in the sails, and you can see the spiritual momentum of the sacrament at work. Take it from us, in our earlier, blurrier years of long nights and diapers, we so often miss the chance to encounter God's mercy for months at a time. Not surprisingly, everything was harder as a result. Now, as we do our best with a monthly schedule, we regularly experience this divine gift that lightens all our burdens. The sacramental graces of Eucharist and reconciliation fuel the very life of our Trinity house. When we prioritize regular confession, the family members have a near simultaneous encounter with Christ's mercy that blesses us all in unmistakable ways. This Lent, Ever and I want to encourage you to reflect as a couple, and then perhaps in a family meeting, on these questions. Where are we at with our family's current experience of the sacrament of reconciliation? If we are not weaving this into our family life already, what is holding us back? Finally, what is one small step today to place confession back where it belongs, near the heart of our family's growth in Christ? Now, in the heart of Lent, is the perfect time for our families to build or rebuild this spiritual discipline. Imagine the coming Easter celebration. Wouldn't it be special to look back on Lent, knowing that your family had begun or strengthened a rhythm of going to confession together? From Psalm 51, "A clean heart create for me, God. Renew within me a steadfast spirit. Restore to me the gladness of your salvation. Uphold me with a willing spirit."